This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Federal Trade Commission on Tuesday said employers could no longer, in most cases, stop their employees from going to work for rival companies. The new rule could help create jobs, raise wages, and increase competition among businesses. The move bars contracts known as non-competes, which prevent workers from leaving a job for a competitor for a certain amount of time, in most circumstances. Non-competes cover about 30 million U.S. workers in a variety of jobs that include TV news producers, hairdressers, corporate executives, and computer engineers. Companies have used non-competes to prevent workers from going to work for competitors and to prevent other companies vulturing their employees. But non-competes also have severely limited workers from finding new jobs after they've left a company when the non-compete has prevented workers from jobs in the fields they know. Workers in finance and professional services are the most likely to have non-compete contracts at a rate of nearly 20%. Studies have shown that non-competes suppress wages because switching jobs is the most efficient way workers can increase how much they make. The FTC said the proposal would raise wages by forcing companies to compete harder for talent. Employers have argued that non-compete contracts provide an incentive to invest in employees because they ensure that the worker won't leave to join a competitor. Unions, including the AFL-CIO and the SEIU, have supported removing non-competes. The rule will become law 120 days after it is published in the Federal Register, which will probably happen in a few days, but legal challenges could delay or block the change. And not all non-competes will go away. Non-compete contracts affecting senior executives who are in a policymaking position and earn at least $151,000 a year can remain in effect, the commission said, but employers are barred from trying to impose new non-competes on any employee, including executives. Some states, including California and Oregon, have already restricted non-competes on their own. In a separate action, the Department of Labor under President Biden also has passed a final rule that will make millions more workers eligible for overtime pay. Workers making less than $58,656 will automatically be owed time and a half when the rule takes effect in January. As spring comes to the Rocky Mountains, Pinedale, Wyoming waits on a barrel named Bob in the middle of Fremont Lake to officially mark the beginning of spring. For 44 years, Pinedale residents annually have relied on Bob, a bright yellow steel barrel on the ice in the middle of Fremont Lake, to break through the ice and float to shore. There's a betting pool, and whoever guesses correctly about Bob's return to shore wins $500. For now, Bob continues to sit patiently on the ice in the middle of Fremont Lake. The Fremont Lake Ice-Off Guess, a.k.a. the Barrel Guess, is a long-standing tradition for the Pinedale, Wyoming Lions Club. Every year, people pay $10 a ticket and make guesses about when Bob will break through the ice and make his way onto dry land. The Pinedale Boat Club started the annual fundraiser in 1980. In the spirit of the tradition, the Pinedale Lions placed the yellow barrel near the center of Fremont Lake at the end of the annual Pinedale, Wyoming Big Fish Winter Derby. Then Bob just sits there until the ice melts. It's not enough for Bob the barrel to break through the ice. The barrel has to be free enough for the currents in the lake to bring it ashore. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.